Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. We've spoken about the performances of the two teams in the Arsenal versus Chelsea game. Now let's speak about the performance of the referees with Mark Halsey. Mark, how are you? Mark, have we got you?
Yeah, I'm here.
There he is. Mark Halsey, former Premier League referee on the line. Let's start with, in chronological order, shall we? Bellerin clips Oscar. Oscar goes down. No penalty. What do you make of that one?
No, I think that's the correct call. I think there's minimal contact, and I'm in agreement with Michael there. I don't think personally that's a penalty. Yes, there's definitely saying every bit of contact is a foul or a penalty, or every handball is a handball or any yellow card. So I think he's got that one right.
Do you think it was more a case? It was more Oscar that rather putting his leg out than it was Bellerin actually trying to make a tackle, and there's not really much either could do about it, and it's just nothing as the referee called it.
Yeah, I think he's just most probably felt a little bit of contact and gone down. And I think it's more Oscar going down easy than clipping him.
Well, the second one, there was a bit more contact than that as Ospina comes flying off his line and absolutely clatters Oscar as the ball goes over his head. Surely that's a penalty.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going through Michael's mind there or his assistant, because the assistant's there as well. And whether they've just switched off, because that is no different from when the player's out on the field of play, the player's laid the ball off and comes in with a late challenge, a reckless challenge, and that for me was no different. I think that was a reckless challenge, which for me was a penalty and a yellow card. It wouldn't have been a red card, because obviously he's got his shot away and it wasn't going into the goals anyway, and the defender cleared it. So for me, I think Michael's definitely got that one wrong.
But what they did, Mark, I mean, it was highlighted on the Martin Tyler said in commentary, he did exactly the same thing. And I think the Alan Smith was the guy who pointed out the incident. What they did is they watched the ball, didn't they? The referee obviously was watching where the ball was going to see if it was going in the goal or see if someone's coming. And they didn't watch the incident with the goalkeeper. They was watching the ball.
No, as a top-class referee, you've always got that dazed vision. The ball goes away. You've still got that moment, that time, just to have a quick look, see if there's any late challenge coming. And it clearly was. I mean, I don't know how they've missed it, to be honest with you. I mean, to say a referee at that level, I think Michael's a great young talent, but I think what Michael's got to do now is making too many key match errors. And he's got to become a top referee, he's got to eradicate that from his game.
How old is he, Mark?
I think he's roughly around about 27, 28, I think he is now, Michael.
But the thing is, don't you think that instead of, you know, we criticise him, I think he should be applauded that a 27-year-old kid, basically, is running the highest game in the Premier League season. I think he should be more lauded to get more young people into refereeing, surely.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as I say, he's a great young talent. He came into the game very early because his dad was a referee in the Football League, so he had a good tutor coming up through the system. But I just think we've got to be careful that we're not pushing him too quickly, giving him too many big games. You know, we've given quite a few. He's had quite a number of big games this season, high profile games. And I was surprised that they gave him that game because obviously, remember, he refereed the Chelsea Liverpool Capital One semi final where he made a few high-profile errors in that game as well. So, as I say, he's a good young talent, and we've just got to nurture him. At that age, and he's not got that great experience, you just got to be careful how many big games you give him, because you cannot be going away doing those big games week in, week out, and performing at your highest level.
Do you think they're giving him the big game because he's like the new blue-eyed boy and they want him to be the next Mark Halsey?
Well, yeah, I mean, perhaps you're right. I mean, we've got to be careful we don't push him too quickly. As I said, you know, he's refereed a lot of high-profile games this season. And if you look back, he's made a lot of high-profile errors in the big key match incidents. So, as I said, he's a great talent. And I think, you know, if one thing, he's got to go away and sit down and look. You know, yes, referees do make errors, but when you're looking to aim at the top, the best referees don't make that many errors.
Do you think it comes down to bottle as well, in a sense, Mark, because outside the area, if a player blows on another player, he falls over and he gets a free kick. What about in the penalty area? You have to have a massive amount of contact to get a penalty.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it should be the same whether it's inside or outside. You know, as I said before, every little bit of contact doesn't mean to say it's a foul free kick. But, and having said that, players don't help the referees these days, do they? They don't help them. They go down, they roll around as though they've been shot, and all of a sudden have a little look at the referee, and yes, he sees he's got a yellow card, and up he gets, the way they run, you know? Yeah. So, you know, it's difficult for referees.
OK, let's go back to the game. Cesc Fabregas is the next one. Obviously, all Arsenal fans were pretty happy when they saw Cesc Fabregas booked for diving. But he was clipped. And surely,
yeah,
again, that's a penalty.
For me, that's a penalty. It's a penalty. And I think what didn't help him, I mean, Fabregas doesn't seem to have tried to deceive referees. And I think, if anything, if it had just gone down naturally, you know, you get fouled and you go down. You don't go on a foot and then put in a little theatrical... a sort of a fall, but if he'd have gone down straight away, I think he would have got that penalty. And if Michael has any doubts, and yeah, there was contact, okay, don't give the penalty, don't give the free kick, or don't give the yellow card. Just play on. If you don't think it's good, play on. You don't mean to say you need to caution the player every time he goes down easy in the penalty area, because it was clear contact. So I think if everyone just played on, I think everyone would accept that. Oh well, perhaps he's. Yeah, it was contact, perhaps you went down too easy, and you get on with it. So, once again, the attention becomes on the referee, because it clearly shows you got clipped on the knee.
On that incident, on Match of the Day yesterday, Robbie Savage said something that caused a bit of concern on Twitter. He said that the referee could have booked him for diving and also given the penalty, because there was contact, but he's gone over because he felt like... Is that nonsense, or can you actually do something like that?
No, that's absolutely nonsense by Robbie. You cannot do that. You cannot caution someone for simulation and then give a penalty. That is just not in the laws, you know. If you caution someone for simulation, you have to stop the game. You give an indirect free kick to the defending team. You cannot then go and give a penalty. You wouldn't be able to sell it. You wouldn't be able to sell that decision.
One more decision to discuss, and that's obviously when Arsenal thought they should have had a penalty. Gary Cahill handles the ball in the area. He obviously made contact with the arm, but is it a case of ball to hand, unnatural position? Is it a penalty to start off with? Let's ask that first.
No, I mean, he hasn't led with his hands. He's gone to throw his body, his feet there. His hands are in a natural position. I think the ball's canned off the ground and up onto his arm. And for me, you know, the process of the proximity of the two players, I think Michael got that one right. I don't think that's a deliberate handball.
Let's wrap this interview up by asking you this. What do you think referees need to do? Do you think need to have a bit more bottle, as we said earlier in the interview, and just say, look, it's a big game, but put that aside for a moment. That's an obvious penalty, and just give it. Don't be scared of the repercussions.
That's it. You're out there to referee a football match. You're going out there, you're refereeing a game of football, and you've got to be mentally tough, mentally strong. You're not there to make friends. You're there to referee a football match, and you referee what is in front of you. And you just got to be mentally strong, mentally tough, and have 110% concentration. Because the moment that concentration lapses, then you know you will miss something. You will miss something. And then if there's not a lot going on in the game, that tends to happen. I mean, we saw that on Saturday at Man City when Mike Dean, an excellent referee, missed that pullback on Aguero, which was a nailed on bait. There's nothing happening in the game. You tend to switch off. And then you miss something, and it's so important that you've got to stay mentally focused, mentally tough, and that concentration level's at a high.
Mark, we've run out of time, but thank you as always for joining us here on Tip TV, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again next Monday.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.
See you, Mark. Bye, mate. Cheers.
Thanks a lot to Mark Halsey there, former Premier League referee, on all his thoughts on the big decisions in the Premier League over the weekend. We're going to have a quick break. Massive game in the Championship to go through after this.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.